It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, February 19th, 2015. Today we take a look at the history of two items sure to be found in America's kitchen cupboards, especially in days gone by. On this date in 1906, Will Kellogg formed the Battle Creek Toasted Cornflake Company with the encouragement of financial backer Charles Bolin, a St. Louis insurance man. Soon the tasty cereal would be marketed worldwide and Kellogg's Corn Flakes would become a familiar feature on America's breakfast tables. Will Kellogg and his brother, John Harvey Kellogg, a physician who was interested in proper nutrition as a key to good health, had developed the cereal for use at the Kellogg Sanitarium. What we know as Corn Flakes came about by accident in 1894, when Will Kellogg left some cooked wheat sitting too long while he and his brother attended to some pressing matters at the sanitarium. When they returned, they found that the wheat had gone stale, but since they were on a tight budget, they decided to use it anyway. When it came through the rolling process, the result was flakes, which were then toasted and found to be surprisingly tasty. A patent for the preparation of flaked cereals was issued to the Kelloggs in 1896. The brothers disagreed about what to do with their new discovery. John Kellogg was more conservative and wanted to confine its use to his clinic. Will, however, wanted to appeal to a mass market, and when he decided to add sugar to improve the taste, John wanted nothing more to do with it. Will found other investors and used his sales experience to build a wider audience. He offered premiums to boost sales, and in the 1920s he began experimenting with new grains. The company's next big hit was Rice Krispies in 1928. Today, the Kellogg Corporation produces dozens of other cereals, snacks, crackers, and other foods, from Fruit Loops to Pop-Tarts, at the same time insisting that it remains true to Will Kellogg's original goal of nourishing families so they can flourish and thrive. February 19th is also the anniversary of a critically important date in the history of one of America's other favorite snacks. On this date in 1913, the first tiny prize went into a box of Cracker Jack. And right now, we should clear up a common misconception. Despite the irresistible urge to make it plural, Cracker Jacks, it is not now, nor has it ever been so. Cracker Jack, singular, is the official name of the molasses-coated popcorn and peanut treat in the little box with the guy in the sailor suit accompanied by his dog on the wrapper that has been around since the 1890s. According to legend, Cracker Jack was first presented to the public at the Chicago World's Fair in 1893, but no reliable evidence confirms that. However, in 1896, a method was discovered to separate the kernels of molasses-coated popcorn during the manufacturing process, preventing the treat from sticking to itself in chunks. As each batch was mixed, a small quantity of oil was added. Simple enough now, but a closely guarded trade secret at the time. The name came along almost immediately when an enthusiastic volunteer sampled the stuff and proclaimed, "That's Cracker Jack!" A colloquialism meaning of excellent quality. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for February 19th, 2015. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.